What's the first thing you do in the morning? Do you turn the pillow over to the cooler side, or do you get up instantly to start your day? For me, each morning I discover my hands have made their way to my face. My hands search for new marks and blemishes, and I brace myself before looking into the mirror to find that acne has plagued my face once more, and it will ruin my day. I've suffered from acne for 2 years, but I have had it for 3. I believe we are our own worst critics. For 2 years I would dread going to school because everyone had clear skin or close to clear skin. I was always paranoid that someone would make fun of me. As a freshman, I was worried about some upperclassmen calling me out on it and poking fun. I'm a senior now, and I've never been made fun of it. I know now that the person who was most concerned about it was me. I believe that everyone wakes up in the morning and sees something in the mirror that they wish they could change. This is where I had my point of revolution. Nowadays, there is one golden rule I live by when I think about going to places and meeting new people. The people who matter don't mind, and the people who mind don't matter. Following this rule, I keep myself from holding back on meeting new people just because of what I look like. I'm actually somewhat grateful, for if I didn't have acne, I could be friends with a lot of mean and shallow kids. I've surrounded myself with a lot of great people, and when I'm with them, I don't even think about my face. So when someone looks into the mirror and sees some sort of quote-unquote flaw, and they can't change it, I wouldn't stress out. Even diamonds have their little imperfections. A flaw is usually just something you have that the next person doesn't. Everyone is beautiful in their own way. We are canvases that were filled with an artist's perspective, and we should be happy that we at least have little sections of uniqueness. Happiness is just a word. It's up to you to make life what you love. I believe that we have to work for happiness, chase after it, and reach for it. If life deals us a hand with a problem without an easy fix, we have to make the best of it. I feel like having a flaw has changed my personality for the best. I could have grown up to be shallow and biased on first looks. I've discovered some of the best people that I may have missed out on if I was this way. I've made the best out of a worse situation, and I know others can too.